Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, and welcome back to Spectrum. We have one of our rare two-part programs featuring Ross Murray and Christine Liu, both from the New York office of GLAAD. That is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. And Ross has just returned from Beijing, where the Media Rainbow Awards were passed out for LGBT stories being featured in Chinese media. So we kind of pick up where we left off last time.
Well, GLAAD is intimately involved in media here in the United States and, of course, now spreading out into other countries. As far as China is concerned, one doesn't normally associate media as being much other than government-operated media. And yet we have a lot of these awards that came from media apart from that. So what is the state of media in China in terms of what is reported by the government media as opposed to the people that created these stories about the LGBT community in the awards?
Well, and I will say the people that created the stories that were honored in the awards are not necessarily separate from the government media as well. One thing that they started out with before they handed out the awards is a report on the state of LGBT stories in Chinese media. And there was a ton of graphs. I did not catch them all. I don't speak Mandarin, so I was kind of listening to a translator whispering in my ear while these graphs were flashing on the screen. But some of the things that they shared was that in 2015, there were over 250,000 LGBT-related media mentions. And that could be original stories, reposting, personal blogs. That's up 45% from 2014. And a lot of those stories dealt with things like cultural or social issues, probably more than anything else. And they sort of – they had a breakdown of the categories of, you know political news, cultural stuff, entertainment stuff, kind of what the break, and the vast majority was from the cultural and social spaces. And one of the things in the partnership that we're trying to establish with the Rainbow Media Awards is to take that report that was spoken on stage and turn that into a written report that can also be shared, that can help share what the state of media is and let folks know that that you can share stories about LGBT people in a way that is fair and inclusive and accurate and can help to, you know, soften and change hearts and minds in a way that's going to have kind of real impact. And it doesn't have to be done in a really hard, antagonistic political way. It's something that can be shared that can help people sort of understand what the reality of LGBT lives are like.
Were the stories themselves translated into English, and are they available? The award winners, is their work available for people to read or to look at?
Yes, people can find. I can't remember if I linked to the stories in there or not. But of the ones that won, one of the categories actually is an English language category. So sites like the Global Times, I think that's what won this year. Yeah, Global Times is what won for No Pride on Campus about LGBT mm-hmm. student groups on campuses and the difficulties that they face. The internet and the news ones. The ones that are video-based probably don't have a translation. I was sort of scanning and looking through and using my Google Translator to sort of at least get a sense of what some of these stories were, but also recognizing that people are making steps forward. I met a filmmaker there named Popo Fan who has done several videos about parents, about transgender people, about same-sex couples, kind of doing several of these stories. His videos got pulled and censored, and he actually sued to have and won. And those videos now are available once again too, because they are ones that tell the stories of everyday LGBT people. So you'll get both, both in Mandarin and in English.
Now, this event was just in January, so it's fresh in mind, and I guess the plans are already afoot to make it bigger and better for next year. Is there like a process in place for people to send their information, to send it in to be in the competition or to be judged for mm-hmm. the next year's event? And by the way, where was it in Beijing?
It was held in Beijing. It was held at a very large hotel complex because I was in the same hotel, but I still had to walk a block outside to get to that part of the hotel called the China World Trade Center. And had sort of like several kind of hotels, also kind of a high-end mall was connected in there too. So they were really gracious and great with the space. One of the sponsors was the United Nations Development Program, which I think helped to secure the space and to help kind of add the legitimacy to the program and to the awards as well. And then we do want to work with them. I want to help make their information that they shared more public. And they also, they've been very upfront that they have based these Rainbow Media Awards on the GLAAD Media Awards, which is one of Christine's main projects right now. And I shared with them, and I'm not the person who works with these directly, but I said, this is how I've seen us do that. We work with, we work with corporate sponsors, we work with nominees, we work with celebrities, we work with people to help make this event big and to create and generate its own news cycle too, that gives people the opportunity to say things about the LGBT community that maybe they wouldn't get to be asked otherwise. And they're looking at how they can take some of that as well. And I think the more that they grow and legitimize, they've been doing it for 6 years, GLAAD's been doing it for 30 years. It's a way that they can sort of grow, probably in the same way that GLAAD has too. And they said that this year they've gotten more participation. The award winners came to accept their awards. They gave these speeches. They said that with their first year that didn't happen. And then as I look back on GLAAD's history, that was true for our organization as well.
Yeah, our guests are Ross Murray and Christine Liu. They're here from GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D. Again, Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. So let me turn the tables just quickly here because you're involved with the GLAAD Awards in the United States. And obviously we have a significant Asian American population and a LGBT Asian population. Are you starting to see some stories pop up in the mainstream GLAAD Awards that pertain to that community?
Like I said, with the San Francisco Gala back in November, that night, the theme was intersectionality. So it was about more than just the LGBT community. We had Black Lives Matter over there, and we had Taobao, which is the Chinese couple that came to get married in West Hollywood. And so that was honestly the first time that I saw in mainstream media a Chinese couple on stage for about 10 minutes speaking in Chinese. They've spoken Chinese. We had an English translator, but they themselves spoke in Chinese and the audience was completely captivated. And after, when they came off stage, so many guests who were just of high profile people in San Francisco in the tech world came up to this couple being like, "We adore your story. This is incredible. Like, we want to hear more about what's happening in China." It was just incredible to see that even though there was the barrier of the language over there, it was being touched by so many people. So I really hope that GLAAD in the future will have more Chinese stuff happening. But with the Media Awards, what we do with the Media Awards is honor the films of the year. And unfortunately, that's more on the Hollywood side rather than, us bringing Chinese people in.
And one final question. How about the treatment of LGBT issues in the American media that is targeting the Chinese community? The Chinese newspapers in the United States.
Okay.
the Chinese TV cable channels that are available in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Are those issues getting fair play in this country about the LGBT Asian community?
Unfortunately, I don't believe so. There's not as much, because I do watch Chinese news every night rather than Eyewitness News. So I hardly see anything about LGBT related issues. So that's something that we need to work on. But at the same time, like, the mention of LGBT people is sometimes just very fleeting. So I think that's more improvement than just lingering on the issue. The fact that they can talk about it and not make a huge deal about it is a huge thing for Chinese people. Just to not have a whole segment on it, but just talk about it and no one overreact. That's
right.
A huge thing.
So just sort of tiptoe around the subject and then get the voice gets a little louder.
Yeah, exactly. Just like drop it in.
Hey, listen, thank you both very much for coming. Give the website address for GLAAD generally for people that want to get information about the organization, and then about how people can follow up with the Rainbow Awards information that you just told us.
Right. So if anyone wants to learn more about GLAAD, it is www.glaad.org. And in there you can find information. We have a blog that we try to keep people updated. There's either a search bar to look for the Rainbow Media Awards, or there's a section of the blog that you can say read more of the blog and sort of and find it on there. So I hope that people will come and kind of explore and look around and see all the stuff that GLAAD's working on.
Great. Thank you very much, Ross. Thank you, Christine,
very
much for being with us.
Thank you.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.